Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Gerstenstein!
Of the big new Mars bar welcome you to Curtain Time. Well, April's here, and bright colors dot the lobby, increasing its air of gaiety. And here, among the first to arrive, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, you look unusually eager tonight.
I am, Myron, because our play is romance, but with a difference. There's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, the lights will be dimmed in a moment, so let's glance through the program. Hattie Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time Players, are starred tonight in My Pal the Wife by Paul Bernard. Mr. Elders plays the part of Gerald Talbot. And Miss Sargent is cast as Joan Gray, with Brenda Forbes featured as Aunt Clara.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the first act of My Pal the Wife. The scene is a study in the home of Gerald Talbot, the young author of a very successful book on marriage. At the moment, Gerald is with his Aunt Clara, and together they are checking some file cards.
Good heavens, Jerry, how much longer is this going to take? We've been at this nonsense at least 3 hours.
Only 2 hours, my dear Aunt Clara, and it isn't nonsense.
That's your opinion. It's a lot of foolishness, if you ask me.
Well, I didn't. But I did ask you to help me. You know I haven't been able to find a new secretary, and someone has to help me bring these records up to date.
Oh, all right. But that doesn't mean I approve.
Who's next, Aunt Clara?
Catherine Todd.
Todd. Todd.
The card says, red hair, freckles.
Oh, now I remember. Well, she was disqualified, too.
I might have known it.
Yes, Miss Todd and I went to an exhibition baseball game last Saturday, and she didn't know a base hit from a fielder's choice.
She didn't?
No.
Well, what is the difference?
That's beside the point. Who's next?
Let's see, Carol Bright.
Oh, her. Well, she was very cute, but she didn't know how to handle an axe.
Oh, good heavens, Jerry. What's handling an axe got to do with being a wife?
Why,
Unless, of course, she wanted to bury it in your head.
Aunt Clara, I made my attitude very clear in my book.
My dear nephew, I've read your book a dozen times, and it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make...
Marry a pal. What nonsense. A man wants someone he can caress, not slap on the back.
Well, maybe that's true of some men. But I want a woman I can pal around with after love goes down the drain.
Jerry, do you want a wife or a plumber?
Look, Aunt Clara...
Someday the right girl will come along, and you won't care whether she knows how to build a lean-to or not. Really, I've had just about enough.
Oh, but you can't leave me like this. There are at least 20 more names to be filed.
Then get the next girl to help you. She'll be glad to, if she's a pal.
Oh, but I...
As for me, I'm putting on my hat and getting out of here fast.
Okay, but someday you'll admit that I was right.
That's what you think. Excuse
me.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
I'm looking for Mr. Gerald Talbot and...
Good heavens, another one.
What?
Oh, nothing at all. I won't try to discourage you.
Oh, but I...
You'll find out for yourself soon enough.
Well, I suppose so.
You'll find Mr. Talbot inside. And I hope you're wearing your reinforced shoulder pads. Goodbye, my dear. And good luck.
Goodness me. The things a girl has to put up with to get a job as a secretary. Oh, well.
Come in.
Mr. Talbot?
Yes, come in.
I hope you'll forgive me for coming without an appointment, but I...
Sit down.
Thank you.
Your name?
Joan Gray.
Age?
Why, 23.
Height?
Height?
Yes. How tall are you?
5 feet 5.
Wait.
Now, really, Mr. Talbot, I don't see...
A pal doesn't ask questions, Miss Gray. A pal just takes everything for granted.
A pal?
That's right. Now, how much do you weigh?
Why, 114.
114, huh? Now, Miss Gray, what makes you think you're the girl I'm looking for?
Well, I can take shorthand.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
But don't they all take shorthand?
No. Of course, I presume you realize the seriousness of the,
Of the job I'm applying for?
Well, we can call it a job, I suppose.
Well, naturally, I realize how serious it is, Mr. Talbot. That's why I brought along my references.
References?
Yes, I've done this kind of work before.
You have?
Oh, yes, often.
How often, Miss Grace?
Well, I was with Mr. Thomas of Home Insurance for a year.
A year?
I was also with Mr. Cook of Regal Furniture for another year.
And you changed from Mr. Thomas to Mr. Cook like that?
Oh, no. I gave the usual 2 weeks' notice.
2 weeks. Tell me, Miss Gray, didn't you have any qualms about leaving Mr. Thomas for Mr. Cook?
Oh, of course not. Mr. Cook offered me more money. Well, Mr. Talbot, what do you think?
Well, I must admit, you're very frank, Miss Gray.
Frank?
Yes, and that's the quality pals must have, but there's some other tests you'll have to take.
Test?
Well, first of all, you and I are going to spend a weekend together in the mountains.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, we'll have a chaperone, my Aunt Clara.
Well, this is the first time I ever heard of...
It's entirely up to you, Miss Gray. You can follow through on the examination, or I can flunk you out right now.
Oh, no, thanks. I need the money. When do we start?
Write your address on this card, please, and we'll pick you up at 5.
Oh, at 5? Oh, gosh, I'd better hurry. I only have a half an hour to pack.
And no, Miss Gray, not 5 this afternoon. 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? 5 o'clock?
Will you be ready?
Well, yes, I'll be ready.
There. Up bright and early, I see.
I'll say it's bright and early.
Fine, fine.
Please. Are you always in the habit of slapping people on the back?
Oh, I should say not. Just my pals. Oh, Miss Gray, this is my aunt, Miss Talbot.
Oh, hello. Didn't I? Yes, Miss Gray, you did. And now you know what I meant when I said I hoped you were wearing your reinforced shoulder pads.
Yes, I certainly do.
Well, let's go. Come on, Miss Gray, climb in.
I will. Just as soon as my spinal column snaps back into place.
Well, Miss Gray, here we are. How do you like it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes.
I hope you can still say that when evening rolls around.
Aunt Clara, you shouldn't try to influence Miss Gray.
Well, maybe not.
Oh, excuse me. I'll get the luggage out of the bag.
Miss Gray. Yes. Let me give you a tip. In this outfit, everyone carries his own suitcase. Some girls have come up here and don't know that, and they fail right away.
You mean this trek to the woods is a regular event?
My dear, I've been up here so often, the squirrels tip their hats when they see me coming.
Well, here's the luggage.
Oh, I'll carry my own, Mr. Talbot. As a matter of fact, I'll be happy to carry yours, too.
Well, did you hear that, Aunt Clara?
Yes, I heard it.
You're doing all right, Miss Gray.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go inside and you can clean up the cottage. Then we'll go for a swim in the cold creek, and after that, you can cook a big batch of bacon and eggs. This afternoon, we'll do some fishing and hunting, and after dinner, we'll take a nice long hike in the moonlight.
What, Mr. Talbot? No tightrope walking?
Well, Miss Gray, how are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, I'm having a wonderful time, Miss Talbot. Every muscle in my body is complaining that I love it.
Dear me, I must say, you put up a good front.
A good front?
You don't have to kid me, Miss Gray.
Oh, but
I've seen the others try to tell themselves they were enjoying it, but they always collapse by Sunday night.
But I am enjoying it. Really, I am.
All right, my dear. Have it your way. Well, I'm toddling off to bed. Good night.
Good night, Miss Talbot.
Oh, for heaven's sake, call me Aunt Clara.
All right, Aunt Clara. I guess I'll read for a while before I turn in. Anything here you'd recommend?
Why don't you read Jerry's book again? You can sort of brace yourself for tomorrow.
Why, I didn't know Jerry wrote a book.
You didn't?
No, where is it?
Well, are you sure you've never read it?
Of course I'm sure.
You know, Miss Gray, I just don't understand you.
Oh, but this...
Well, here it is. And I must tell you that you've got a big surprise coming.
Is it that good?
Oh, I didn't say that. Well, good night, Miss Gray.
Good night, Aunt Clara.
Miss Gray?
Yes?
My dear, you're either the shrewdest young woman who's ever been up here, or else you've got passage on the wrong boat.
Well, now, what do you mean by that? Oh, well, let's see. Marry a Pal by Gerald Talbot. I might have known it. Part one, the problem. I'm looking for a wife, but more than a wife, a woman who's a pal. Good heavens, what nonsense. The woman who wants to marry me will have to be able to get up at dawn, carry her own suitcase, drop it in the mud. Well, of all...
Well, Miss Gray, I suppose you're all set for a good night's sleep, huh?
Why, you...
Hey, look out, you... Say, what's the idea of throwing that book at me?
Darn it, I missed.
But I just dropped by to say goodnight.
Maybe you did, but I'm saying goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yes. If you think I'm a candidate for the esteemed position of Mrs. Gerald Talbot...
Oh, so you're giving up already?
I'm not giving up.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I never thought it. I called on you yesterday to apply for a job as secretary.
Secretary?
Yes, but you thought I was just another pal, and I'm not.
Well, gee,
and you'd better get that into your big, conceited head quick.
Gosh, Miss Gray, if you'll let me explain...
You stay right where you are.
Miss Gray, I only want...
Don't you come one step closer. With the muscles you helped me develop today, I could knock you for a loop.
The curtain falls on the first act with my Turpentine Play, starring Harry Alders and Nanette Sargent. And now, Myron Wallace.
You know, the main reason we all enjoy these curtain time plays so much each week is that they give us half an hour of relaxation and enjoyment. And during the week, many curtain time listeners have found you can have a real pleasure every day by treating yourself to the taste thrill of the big new 10-cent Mars bar. With each bite of this luscious candy treat, you enjoy a rare combination of a thick milk chocolate coating that is heaped extra high and packed with crunchy, fresh, whole toasted almonds, all over a soft, creamy, rich nougat center. All together, the milk chocolate, crisp almonds, and snow-white nougat make every bite of a Mars bar a taste of candy at its finest. For the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar. The second act of My Pal, the Wife, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars bar. Gerald Talbot, seeking a wife who's a pal, advertised. And Joan Gray, looking for a job as a secretary, answered his ad. And Joan, who finally discovered all this after a series of rigorous tests, has stuck it out. Well, now, 3 months later, the young author is finishing some dictation.
My conclusion, therefore, is that although all women are interested in marriage, very few are qualified for it. Type that up before you go, Miss Gray.
Yes, Mr. Talbot.
And then you'd better run along home.
But it's only 3:15.
I know, but I want you to get some rest.
What for? I'm not tired.
Not now, perhaps, but remember that weekend we had up at the cottage?
I'll never forget it.
Well, we're going up there again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
But I told you 3 months ago that I wasn't interested in marrying you.
Please, Miss Gray. Someone else is coming along.
Someone else?
Yes. With Aunt Clara out of town, I'll need you as a chaperone.
Well, of all... I won't do it.
Oh, Miss Gray, I told you it's an emergency.
Oh, all right. Who's the victim this time?
I wish you wouldn't call these young ladies victims. My name is Miss Parker.
That one?
And please don't refer to Miss Parker as that one. She's very nice and she's quite intelligent.
If her mental age is more than 8 1/2...
Never mind the wisecrack. Just finish your typing and then go home and rest. I'll pick you up tomorrow at 5 a.m.
Oh, Jerry, it's the most fun place I ever did see.
Well, Beulah, I'm glad you like it.
You'll like it even better when you finish cleaning it up. What did you all say, Miss Gray?
Don't listen to her, Miss Parker.
Oh, y'all mustn't call me Miss Parker. Just call me Lulu. Lonely?
It's cute, isn't it, Miss Gray?
It's adorable.
Well, I'll get the suitcases out of the back of the car.
Look, Lulie, I'll tip you off. Carry your own suitcase.
Carry my own suitcase?
Yes, honey child. And if you really want to be a pal, you'll carry Jerry's too.
Well, I'll declare.
Well, Lulie, how you doing?
Miss Gray, I thought you said we all chop wood with a fire.
Just a figure of speech, honey child. Up here, we all means you all.
Oh, how much more water do I have to pump, Miss Gray?
Oh, not very much more, Lulie. There are only 9 buckets left.
9 buckets? Oh, my aching back.
Lulie, don't grunt so hard. You'll lose your accent.
Hey, Miss Gray.
What?
Don't build that fire.
Why not? Chilly in here.
I know, but I want Lulie to do it.
That I'd like to see. By the way, where is Scarlett O'Hara anyway? Helping the beavers build a dam?
She's upstairs changing for dinner.
Oh?
She went up the back way, said she didn't want to see you.
Oh, dear me, I'm cut to the quick. Little Lulie doesn't want to see me.
Miss Gray, I can't understand why you don't like Lulie. Well, she's holding up better than any of the others.
Yes, she's holding up too well.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you aren't being taken in by that... Oh, forget it.
Oh, Jerry, I just love it up here.
Lulie, you look wonderful. Oh,
where are you having dinner, Lulie? At the Waldorf?
If you all are referring to my evening dress, Miss Gray, I just reckoned I'd prove I can be alluring. Even after chopping wood and pumping water and carrying suitcases. Not that I didn't just love doing it, Jerry.
Yeah, good. And now, if you two will excuse me, I think I'll go change. While I'm gone, Lulie, you can cook dinner.
Me?
Why, sure. I bet you can make wonderful fried chicken.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'll see you in a few minutes.
Lulie, you look as though you just heard about General Lee's surrender.
Well, I just never learned to cook.
And... You never learned to cook?
No, and if Jerry finds out, I'm sunk.
I'll say.
Can't you all cook dinner for me? I'd never know the difference.
Lulie, I've forgotten how to cook. Just this minute.
You mean you won't do it?
That's what I mean.
Why, you... This is just what you all have been waiting for, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
I'm doing all the things a pal is supposed to do. And you all despise me. Because you all are in love with him yourself. What? I mean, it's true. And this is just what you've been hoping for.
Lulie, I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my life.
Then why won't you all cook dinner for me? All right, I'll do it. You will?
If he's dumb enough to be taken in by you, he deserves to get hooked. And believe me, I'll cook the best darn dinner you ever ate. Oh, Miss Hughes.
What are you doing down here at this time of night?
Why, I couldn't sleep.
Oh, neither could I. Mind if I sit down?
Of course not. After all, it's your chair, your cottage, your fireplace.
Well, I just didn't want to intrude, that's all.
How did you like dinner?
Oh, it was fine. She certainly knows how to cook.
She certainly does. She's a real pal, all right.
Yeah, she is. Only...
Only what?
Oh, nothing.
I suppose she's going to be Mrs. Gerald Talbot.
Well, I suppose so.
Well, you don't seem very enthusiastic.
Well, believe me, I am. Miss Gray, I've been looking for a pal, and now I've found one.
Mm-hmm.
Lulie and I will make a great team. We'll... Hey, where are you going?
To bed.
What are you so upset about?
I'm not upset. But you're beginning to get on my nerves.
I'm beginning to... But, Miss Gray...
Good night, Mr. Talbot.
Well, what in the dickens is eating her?
Mr.
we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanny Sargent. Here is Myron Wallace.
The next time you feel that familiar craving for candy, may I suggest for real satisfaction and enjoyment, the delightful taste treat of the big new 10-cent Mars bar. For in each bite of a Mars bar, you will enjoy a rare flavor combination of a specially blended fine milk chocolate coating, heaped extra thick and packed with crunchy, fresh, whole toasted almonds, all over a soft, snow-white nougat center that is creamy, smooth, and rich. It is this rare taste blend which makes Mars, the toasted almond bar, truly one of the greatest of candy triumphs. For the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar.
Curtain time!
Here's the call for the third act of My Pal the Wife, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars bar. Joan Gray decided she didn't want to be Mrs. Jerry Talbot, but she stayed on as the young author's secretary. This brought in Luli, another candidate. And the three of them, Jerry, Joan, and Luli, are now returning to the city from a weekend during which Luli underwent a series of severe tests.
Honestly, this is the dullest trip I've ever had.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Neither one of you all has said a word since we left the
Well, how do you like that? A flat tire. Luli.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
But, Luli.
I carried your suitcase and caught your wood and built your fire and pumped your water.
I know, Luli.
But I will not get under this convict's a messy, greasy old tire.
But I...
What's more, I'm not at all sure I want to marry you all.
But if you'll only listen...
I do not. He wants love and affection, not blister.
Luli! I intended to fix the tire myself.
Is that so?
Yes. I just wanted you and Miss Gray to get out of the car while I... Oh, you explain it to her, Miss Gray.
I will not.
You mean that
But I will explain that you're an egotistical, self-centered stuffshirt.
Now, you see
Any
here...
Any girl who wants to marry you would be back. And before I forget it, Mr. Talbot, I quit.
Oh, but you can't quit. Not without 2 weeks' notice.
Then I'm giving you 2 weeks' notice right now. And believe me, they're going to be the longest 2 weeks of my whole life.
Well, Miss Gray, I understand you're leaving.
That's right, Aunt Clara. This is my last day.
Why, you sound positively bitter.
You'd be bitter, too, if you knew your charming nephew as well as I do.
Meaning he's a stuffed shirt?
What did you say?
Oh, you don't have to be cagey with me. I think he's as bad as you do.
Really?
I warned him this was going to happen. I told him the right girl would come along, that he wouldn't care a hoot whether she was a pal or not.
Then you mean he's really going to marry Miss Parker?
Good heavens, no. My nephew may be dull, but he's not a moron.
Well, then I don't understand.
Land's sakes alive, Miss Gray. You don't have to pretend with me.
But I'm not.
You've fallen in love with him, and you know it.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, come now, my dear.
All right, then, I have. But what good does it do?
That's better. You may as well face it.
Look, I still don't see.
Miss Gray, it's as plain as the nose on Jimmy Durante's face that Jerry's also fallen in love with you.
You mean to say that...
Of course I do. He wouldn't act this way otherwise. Why, he's been moping and groaning for the last 2 weeks.
Then why doesn't he do something about it? Because I'm not a pal?
I don't think that's it. Not exactly.
Well, then what is it?
Well, I think he's just too stubborn to admit he made a mistake. But if he could think of something to justify throwing that book of his out of the window, he'd speak up in a minute.
Well, he'd better think of something during the next 5 minutes, because I'm leaving.
Hello, Aunt Clara. Hi there, Miss Gray.
Hello.
Well, I haven't seen you so happy for 2 weeks.
Pack your bags, Aunt Clara. We're going to the mountains.
Uh-oh, there goes your theory, Aunt Clara.
Jerry.
Now, don't try to discourage me. This time, I've found a real pal.
This is where I came in.
Get your bags packed, Aunt Clara. And you too, Miss Gray.
Me?
Well, of course. You are the girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was a fool not to know it, but Miss Gray, darling, you're the pal I've been looking for.
Thanks. But if you think I'm going through all that again, you're crazy.
Oh, but Miss Gray, I can't marry you otherwise.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jerry.
And Clara, you've just witnessed what is perhaps the shortest engagement on record.
Oh, hey, now.
Jerry, there's no need to take her up to the cottage again. And if you do, you don't have to take me.
Why, Aunt Clara.
We can't go without a chaperone.
You won't need one. You can get married before you go.
Look, Aunt Clara...
She's been up to the cottage twice, and each time she did everything the other girls did, and she did it better. She passed your silly test twice.
Well, I know, but... Did you say she passed it twice?
Please, Aunt Clara.
Of course. If you think that loony creature...
That's right. Miss Gray, will you marry me?
Yes. On one condition.
I'll do anything.
Then stop calling me Miss Gray, darling.
It's a deal, Miss... Sweetheart. Oh, I just remembered.
Oh, dear. What now?
Well, I hate to be a stickler at a time like this, but, there's one test you didn't take.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jerry.
Joan, can you cook?
Can I cook? What do you suppose cook?
Joan, be careful. What? Don't commit yourself to anything.
Oh, of course not.
Hey, what's all this secret stuff?
Jerry, I can't cook.
You can't?
I never so much as made toast in my whole life.
Oh. Well, maybe you can learn.
Maybe. But some women never do.
I know, but...
Jerry, won't you marry me just the same?
Why, of course I will.
Young man, I'm proud of you.
You were right, Aunt Clara. I'm in love and nothing else matters.
Oh, darling.
Good going, Joan. Well, if you kiddies don't mind, I'll just fold my tent like the arrow.
Wait a second, Aunt Clara. We'll give you a lift downtown. My pal and I have to see a man about a license.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent. Aunt Clara was played by Brenda Ford, and Margaret Brayton was Beulah Parker. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now our stars return with a word about next week's Curtain Time play.
Well, Pat, next week Nanette writes children's stories.
And Harry doesn't approve of them one bit.
Well, that sounds interesting. What's the play called?
It's called
Happy Ending.
Happy Ending? I'd never have thought of it. But thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elder.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I'll join the Shea Theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the big new Mars Bar present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, for the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.